It's a tough one. As we are racing towards the end of the country's financial year, there are a lot of pressing matters in the country that are in need of President Cyril Ramaphosa's attention, as well as Minister of Finance Tito Mboweni, from the power cuts, fiscal deficit, as well as the public wage bill. However, this does not mean that entrepreneurs should be forgotten, because it has been said that SMEs are the bedrock of developing countries. But what is important is for small businesses to be aware of the government's spending proprieties and its plan to revive the economy. Today we have Peter Bench, who is the Executive Vice President of Sage in Africa and Middle East, to give us some few pointers on what it is that small businesses should be more attentive to during the budget speech on the 26th of February. Hi Peter, so great to have you on the show today.
Hi, it's good to meet you. Thank you.
So what would you say are the main things that entrepreneurs should look out for during the Minister of Finance's budget speech next week, Wednesday?
So I think for me the key is our country's growth can only be fueled by small businesses. And we need to create an opportunity, and the minister needs to create an opportunity for small businesses to thrive in this country. And if you think about large businesses, they all expect and rely on small businesses to survive or to grow. So you know, small businesses is the key for us, and entrepreneurs is the base of that. So I expect to see in the budget speech that we need to see more investment in infrastructure projects, railroads, et cetera. That all creates opportunity for entrepreneurs and small businesses to thrive. We need to see something to address unemployment. It's hard for SMEs and for entrepreneurs to find skilled resources in South Africa. And with the unemployment sitting over 29%, this is something that needs to be addressed.
Peter, you did mention that you expect to hear something about infrastructure development, but we do know that late payments for SMEs by the Public Institute have actually been a major problem or a hurdle in the past. So I am also aware that in August, President Cyril Ramaphosa had made a call for SMEs to be paid within 30 days. So are we not also expecting to hear some sort of progress or announcement about this?
It will be interesting to hear announcement about an update about this. Our records show that SMEs are still getting paid on average 101 days after, not 30 days as the president indicated. So although the president made that announcement or made that call, I don't think it's being enforced. And then that brings me back to we need to see decisions from the president. He needs to make decisions, and this has to be enforced in the country. So if there are statements made like this, it has to be enforced. We can't expect SMEs and entrepreneurs to be paid late. They're small businesses, do not have cash flow, and we actually see some of these businesses closing down because of late payments from government, and 101 days is totally unacceptable.
So what about corporate income tax? What can we expect in that regard? Because already South Africa has a relatively high corporate income tax burden at 4.3% of the GDP.
So I don't expect to see a decrease in corporate income tax, and certainly I hope not to see an increase, and so we hope not to see anything on that. Our income tax is one of the highest in the world. If you look at some of the other larger countries at 21%, we are too high. So I hope not to see any increase in that. We do want to see some taxes could possibly increase, and I think there are some rumors about VAT being increased in PYE to target the high-income earners. But, you know, some taxes in South Africa, the new sugar taxes contributed quite significantly in the last 12 months. So let's see if we're going to hear anything around that in the future.
Eskom obviously is a big topic in the country at this point. So what would small businesses like to hear concerning Eskom and the power cuts that we have been experiencing for the past couple of years?
I think we want to hear more around state-owned entities, not just Eskom. But if you look at the Eskom situation, you can imagine a small business not being able to trade for 20 hours in a week. That's minimum if you take a four-hour power cut a day. Just take a walk around in any mall and you'll see all the small businesses shut for that 4 hours. Small businesses cannot afford to buy batteries, solar systems, or generators, so they merely close their doors during a load shedding. We need to see more investment. We need to see aggressive decisions. We need to see alliances with neighboring countries or other countries friendly to South Africa on how we can improve this. There are quick wins, but we need to see the president taking actions around us.
I do hope that action will be taken very soon, because the load shedding is actually going to continue for the next 18 months. So we'll have to hear what the president actually has to say about this. And Peter, what about the digital divide? How do you think that the government will address having a wider adoption of digital technologies among smaller businesses that could help drive increased efficiency and growth?
So this goes back to infrastructure investment. I think we need to see more. And you know, during load shedding, some of our cell towers can't manage that. And small businesses and entrepreneurs need digital platforms to grow faster and to be more innovative and creative. You require access to the internet. So we need to see lower data costs. And hopefully in the budget speed, we'll see or hear something around how the government plans to lower the data cost. So tech is a requirement. And to grow your business or to easily be prospective or in your business, you need access to the internet and you need lower data costs. So hopefully we'll see what the plans are around that and how our government plans to address lower data costs and other investments around infrastructure and IT for small and medium businesses.
And what about funding?
Funding for entrepreneurs around government infrastructure projects is a great incentive for them to get involved. Does mean that we need that to see the infrastructure investments first. But funding towards data or towards initiatives to the private sector in general is something that can accelerate growth in this country. So it's time for the President and the Minister of Finance to think about what we can do in funding initiatives from private sector that can help boost small and medium businesses.
That was Peter Bench, who is the Executive Vice President of Sage in Africa and Middle East.